Hi, thanks for tuning in tonight. This is Dr. Teresa Dale, and I'm going to be your wellness coach tonight. So I want to invite you to call with any questions. Would love to have the number to call. Seth, maybe you can give me that number to call, please. You can tune in online, and you can give me a call if you'd like to ask any questions. So we want to talk about the brain, the stress and neurotransmitters and neurological function when we're under stress. I'm trying to look for at this moment the phone number that we can call in if you have questions. I guess around halftime, or if Seth is listening, he'll go ahead and get me that information. I'm sure you have it in the email that you received, so I want to ask you to please call in should you have questions. So, yeah, what's that number?
The number is 530.
Yeah.
413-4515. Again, that number is 530-413-4515.
Thank you, Seth. Okay, so get your questions ready. We have an hour, and I'm going to be stopping for a break, and then you can call 530-413-4515, and we'll be announcing that later again. But basically, we want to talk about the emotions and the physical responses that you have to stress and how those affect the body, mind, and spirit and the functioning of the body, i.e. the brain, okay? Because cortisol affects not only your adrenal glands. People think, oh, cortisol, if it's too high or low, that makes my adrenal glands exhausted. Well, that's true, but it's also affecting your brain function. So we want to make sure that we handle the emotional stressors that happen on a daily basis. Of course, a lot of it is your perceptions to those issues, and everybody has issues that arrive on a daily basis. I think finding out the facts first is key. If you're stressful about something and it has to do with somebody else, then just find out the facts. If it has to do about your medical, your health, then choose another doctor and always get second and third opinions, because you'll see that those opinions could change. And not every medical doctor has the same opinion about how something can be handled. And certainly, if you go to a holistic health provider, you're going to have a whole vast of different options so that you can deal with things appropriately. Now, you know that emotional and physical responses that you have to stress are set in motion by a series of chemical releases and reactions. When you're under stress, an alert process happens. It's like a terrorist alert, and that goes off inside your body, warning your parasympathetic nervous system and warning all of the parasympathetic forces, that army in your body, okay, gets warned when you are under a lot of stress, because there's actually a series of chemicals that are released and reactions that happen within your body due to the chemical releases. Now, so what happens is, let's say you're under chronic stress for years, and then all of a sudden something happens that feels like it's going to push you over the edge. What happens is there's a warning, and like a red warning, red level, terrorist alert within your body. Your adrenal glands, they start putting out information. We're going to call them missile silos. They're missiles, like adrenal glands. Think of them as little missiles, and they're not far from the kidneys. They're located above the kidneys, and that they will release chemical cortisol weapons of brain destruction. So it's going to target the brain, and this cortisol is the weapon that's going to target the brain and go to destroy the brain. And then what happens is your body tries to mobilize all internal defenses and launch immediate counter-calm hormones before the brain, the hippocampus, is pummeled repeatedly by cortisol. So we have to know that there's a process that happens under stress that not only involves the adrenal glands, but the release of cortisol that targets the brain, okay? And then we have these calm hormones that get released before the hippocampus gets bombarded and beaten on and pounded on, okay? So that's a little visual for you. Immediately, what happens then, if that happens, you know, you have stress, this warning goes off, cortisol is released, those calm hormones rush to your adrenal glands to suppress the streaming cortisol on its way to your brain to destroy it, to cause destructive events. Now, other hormones rush to your brain to round up all the remnants of cortisol missiles that make it to your hippocampus. These hormones escort the cortisol remnants back to the kidneys to be flushed out. Kidneys, then bladder, and then it gets flushed out. And then you have, once your body does that and releases these calm hormones to try to offset the cortisol levels that were just spewing out of your adrenal glands, right? Okay, then once this happens, the body tries to come back and reach a metabolic equilibrium known as homeostasis. Problem is that when the danger of the cortisol release finally passes, or our perceived threat is over, your brain initiates a reverse course of action that releases a different flock of biochemicals throughout your body. In actually attempting to bring you back into balance, your brain seeks the holy grail of homeostasis, an elusive state of metabolic equilibrium between the stimulating and the tranquilizing chemical forces in your body. So, but if your body is under chronic stress, and then the body gets, and the brain gets tired of releasing all of these calming hormones, and then the hormones, if you're doing that for a long time, become out of balance. That's why adrenal stress creates hormone imbalance. You see the connection here? So when there's chronic stress, you're in danger of having very serious consequences to your brain cells. And that's what we need to look at, how to release the chronic stress. One way we can do that is to find out how our cortisol levels are doing by getting a saliva test done. And should you want to talk to Rhonda about the saliva test, and Rhonda works with me, she's the one you would contact, and you can ask her about it. But I would strongly recommend a saliva test for every male and female that's listening. You want to call 800-219-1261, and you can ask Rhonda about the saliva test, what the cost is, and I can tell you basically it's an advanced saliva test, and we uncover the truth about all of your meridians, organs, and glands related to cortisol production. This is key, and we check the chronobiology, or the circadian rhythm of the body. And our saliva test is the best one that I've ever seen. Otherwise, I could make any panel that I want. But you know, if you add a lot of extra things that you might not need, then the price of it goes higher and higher and higher. Okay? And if the right cortisol testing times are not used, then you're not going to get accurate results no matter how much you spend. So you want to get an accurate saliva test, and we give out a free program with the results that doesn't cost you anything. And you can ask Rhonda about that. But we want to look definitely at first getting a saliva test so we find out what your cortisol levels are. Then, at that point, what you want to do is look at the levels of cortisol, the meridians that are out of balance, and if you should possibly need the neuro-emotional remedies or the mind-body meridian remedies, which are for emotional release and emotional balance. And if it tests, if you see on the test that a cortisol level is out of balance at a certain time, that relates to a meridian. Like 2 a.m. is related to the liver time, like noon is related to the heart meridian. Okay? So if those are out of balance or any one of the five that are done, then we would recommend the neuroemotional remedy or the mind body meridian remedy for you to take. And you may only need one bottle of that, and it works on the emotions and the meridians and the organs. And it's very strong, homeopathic, no side effects, really the good kind of medicine. Okay, and it is FDA registered. So the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems have a lot to do with cortisol and release and neurological functions and stress. So we want to talk about what the difference is between the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system turns on the fight or flight response, okay, in contrast to one another. And fight or flight, that means that with stress, when you have stress, then you can feel that, you know, you're in a fighting mood, and you're just going to be very stressed out and fight, or you're going to run away and you're going to flee because there's danger. So the sympathetic nervous system turns on that fight or flight response in your body. Now, the parasympathetic nervous system promotes the relaxation response. Okay? So it's really good to have the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system in balance. Okay? So it's like a tug of war. A tug, like two tug of war, learns skillfully supporting their rope with a minimum of tension. So the central nervous system and the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system carefully maintains metabolic equilibrium by making adjustments wherever something disturbs this balance. So if it's like you have two people on the opposite end of a rope, okay, and you're having a tug of war, right? So the reality is here that if one of you gives way, the other one goes flying. So you have to maintain a tension between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic, some kind of a tension, in order to keep both people standing up and both the whole team functioning, right? So that's kind of what it's like to keep the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system functioning normally. So you have, don't forget, the sympathetic, which is the fight or flight, or the parasympathetic, which promotes the relaxation response. Now, the strong men on these tug-of-war teams are hormones, the chemical messengers, of which there are many, which are produced by the endocrine glands. Hormones are named after a Greek word meaning to set in motion. Hormones travel through the bloodstream to accelerate or suppress metabolic functions. The trouble is that some stress hormones don't know when to quit pulling. They remain active in the brain for too long, injuring and even killing cells in the hippocampus, the area of your brain that's needed for memory and learning. So some of these stress hormones, they don't know when to quit pulling on that tug of war, okay? They remain active in the brain for way too long and can injure and even kill brain cells. Okay, we have to remember that. So we have to get control of our cortisol levels by getting control of our perceptions in the things that stress us out. Now, how the heck do you do that? If you have any questions, now is the time to ask, because this is a good time to interject any of your feelings about your own stressors and how you would relieve and perceive things differently. Here's something to think about. I like to actually take the chaotic energy that's happening, if there is chaotic energy, chaos, stress. Okay, once you feel that, you want to shift that and see if you can perceive that in a different way, in a different light. See if you can perceive that as some kind of a blessing, and look for, seek out, search for the meaning of what this chaos is and what might be behind it. You know, sometimes we need to make changes in our life, and we are very, we are wanting to do it, but we are sitting on the fence about doing it and don't quite make it over to the other side of the fence where the changes actually happen. So that type of putting things off oftentimes, causes the chaos and the very stressful situation, because oftentimes we get a feeling that we need to make a change. That's why we're sitting on the fence. That's not why we're not on one side of the fence, that we're sitting in the middle on top of the fence, because we know that there needs to be a change. However, the change seems daunting, or the change seems like very hard to do. You might even have to hurt people's feelings, like you do something and they cry or their feelings get hurt. So you sit on the fence with it. And then what I always say is you get stuck in the butt, you know, by the fence, because you're sitting there too long. Chaos happens. And you know that if you would have done what you needed to do, that the chaos wouldn't be happening. So it's staying ahead of things. It's doing what you need to do. It's getting balanced, keeping balanced. And when you get a feeling about doing something, that you act on it, that you don't look at, well, how can I fix this? Sometimes things can't be fixed. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, sometimes, no matter how much energy you put into fixing it, it's not going to be fixed. And you, in a way, we always have a feeling about that to start with, that we kind of have a feeling it's not going to be fixed. You see? But you're going to try anyway, because that's the nature of people who are really wanting to have a wonderful, peaceful life, is that you want everybody to get along, you want to bring everybody together, and sometimes it's just not possible to do that. Sometimes you have to make a move that's difficult. You have to move to another location. You have to change jobs. You have to do a number of different things that are a lot of work. But when you don't do them, you oftentimes have chaos or a mess to deal with. Well, I always say, bless the mess. Bless the chaos, bless the mess, because something is going to happen for the positive, through the chaos and through the mess that's going to lead you out the other side, and you're going to be in a much better place, and you're going to learn a lot. You don't have to learn that way, but if you push it or you don't do what you need to do for yourself, you cannot end up in chaos and with a mess. And I speak from experience, you know. So I feel that what we need to do is look at the stressors in our life, see how we're labeling them. Are we labeling things stressors that don't have to be stressors? Because if we're putting a label on them as a stressor, then we are actually creating the stress by pointing to it and saying, you're a stress. But if you did that, if you looked at whatever that thing was that's stressful, and if you pointed to it and you'd say, this is chocolate, and label it differently, it would create a different response in your body, wouldn't it? It would have a non-response. Okay, or a more of a neutral response. So you have to look at the way you're labeling things in your life as being stressors. So that is a big, big part of healing your body and controlling your stress. A saliva test is helpful to point out the stressors that you perceive and how your body is dealing with it and which organs are affected by them, and it tells us what to do to fix it. And while it's being fixed, you can work on your emotions, you can get things balanced, you can evolve your life condition so that it's peaceful. There's really something to be said for a peaceful, whole, organic life. The organic life, I mean that by eating organic foods, eating healthy foods, eating raw foods, making sure your foods don't have parasites on it so that you get sick, because that can affect your adrenal glands and be a stressor. Physical disease can be a stressor, but what's even more of a stressor is when you go to a doctor and they say you have a physical disease and there's nothing we can do about it except put you on all these massive drugs, do surgery, or burn it out. I mean, that's a stressor, right? Okay, so we need to learn how to deal with that by getting second and third opinions and going to a holistic health provider that will help you get a handle on it. I must say that this kind of communication from a doctor causes your immune system to take a nosedive, and because this doctor that tells you that there's no other way to do it but cut it out, burn it, or take drugs for the rest of your life, or you know what I'm saying? So this type of thing is very inappropriate, because there are so many options when dealing with any kind of a condition. It's just that health providers don't, that are traditional medical doctors, traditional dentists, they don't learn about those kinds of things. It's always the more drastic, the more extreme things to do. And most people don't want that today. Most people want to take the safer, better, more holistic route. And that's why you're listening today. So I want to just take this time to tell you that you can go on our website at wellnesscenter.net, and there are some free self-tests that you can do there for adrenal stress and for to see if you have parasites, if you have a thyroid issue, and on and on and on. And those people enjoy doing those every day, because it's lists of symptoms for a certain disease, and that'll tell you whether you have it or not. For a great degree, can't tell you what the levels are, like if a number is high or low, but it can certainly tell you if you have symptoms of certain diseases. And this has been very helpful. We get a lot of compliments about having this on our website, and you can utilize that at no charge at wellnesscenter.net. WellnessCenter.net. CENTER, all one word, .net. Okay? And if you do the adrenal cortisol test, a little free quiz there, then if it shows that you have it, then you need to do a saliva test. That's the most accurate test to do for your hormones because it's showing free unbound hormones. Okay, free unbound hormones. So when you do blood testing for hormones, it shows you the bound proteins, the bound hormones, and it's insensitive. It's not sensitive. It's a waste of money. Don't do it. Just do a saliva test, and we'll send you a complimentary program for exactly what you need to do. I want to invite you to go to thewellnesscenter.net. Because you're going to learn things to get your cortisol levels under control. Under the products area, you're going to learn about a product called ATP Max. And the ATP Max helps the energy exchange in your body, and it helps balance the stress. It helps keep the adrenal glands balanced. You are also going to learn there about a product called BioAge Reverse. And BioAge Reverse is a homeopathic product, whereas the ATP Max is a nutritional supplement. So the BioAge Reverse is an advanced formula that really helps the adrenal glands to balance itself, to rejuvenate the body. It's designed to accelerate the innate capabilities of human growth hormone by blending synergistic high-potency homeopathic remedies that address all aspects of a healthy human growth hormone production gently, safely, and effectively. So this is great for the adrenal glands. It's great for educating the body to make its own human growth hormones. Again, this is homeopathic and registered with the FDA. Now, we want to understand that integrating growth hormones is what this product does, the BioAge Reverse, and it integrates with 12 other remedies. And it helps relieve aging symptoms, causes the adrenal stress to be relieved, encourages growth hormone release, increases growth hormone production and assimilation, increases energy, reduces fat. It helps improve your memory, and it renews and replenishes your body. I think the most important thing is to understand that this formula has insulin growth factor in it, insulin growth factor 1 and 2. Now, the importance of insulin growth factor is that this comes into play when a person has any blood sugar issue, whether it's diabetes or hypoglycemia. So this formula is really healthy for diabetics and for people with hypoglycemia to balance the blood sugar, because it has insulin growth factor 1 and 2 in a homeopathic form, which is non-toxic. So I want to invite you to go there and take a look at that. The BioAge Reverse, we only have a couple of minutes now to break. We're going to take that at 5:30. The insulin growth factor includes DHEA and adrenal cortisol, homeopathic adrenal cortisol. It's all homeopathic, totally non-toxic. It includes one of the strongest adrenal formulas, homeopathic sarcodes, that could ever be made, and homeopathic human growth hormone, IGF-1, IGF-2, homeopathic hypothalamus, pituitary, homeopathic placenta, homeopathic liver, homeopathic thymus, homeopathic RNA and DNA. This balances the entire hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. So very important that this one product does all of this. And it's non-toxic. There will not be any side effects for adults, for children. Doesn't matter. It's homeopathic. So what we need to do is to check this out and review this for yourself. Now, if you go to the area on the website where you want to find out a little bit more about your brain, you can go to a neurotransmitter self-assessment, and it'll show you the results of basically if you're under extreme cortisol or adrenal stress and your cortisol has been elevated or been firing missiles to your brain for a while, it'll show you the effect of that by giving you a neurotransmitter evaluation, a self-assessment, that you just have to fill out the questions and check them off, and then it sends you back a little response. So we have, what we have for that is the NeuroBalance Pro, which is extremely effective. It's homeopathic, used for adults and children. It's in a spray. And you might want to do that little free self-assessment. Now, you may not have any of those symptoms, but it's good to take a look at it and see if you do, because those are all the symptoms that in medicine that we look for neurotransmitter problems. You can also find out, you can do a little self-hormone test for women and one for men. And if you show that you have hormone imbalances on the self-test, well, the next thing is to actually get the saliva test so we can see where the levels are. I want to thank you very much, and hang on. We're going to take a little break now. We'll be back in a moment.
I'd run to you to be with you night and day. If I could take a train to be with you, I'd get my ticket now today.
Hi, this is Dr. Teresa Dale back with you. We're going to continue our talk about stress hormones, cortisol levels, and your brain, and how your brain functions in the midst of all those things happening. We want to talk to you now about an insomnia study that I think you're going to find very interesting. By the way, if you would like to call in and ask a question, just call 530-413-4515. 530-413-4515. So, there was a study done at Pennsylvania State University College of Medicine. They found another reason why middle-aged men may be losing sleep. So we know that it's not really just about men, but if middle-aged men are losing sleep because of stress hormones, we know that everyone is losing sleep because of what they worry about, and also because of the perception of increased vulnerability in their life. And there is more and more an increased vulnerability of sleeplessness to stress hormones. Now, as men age, it appears they become more and more sensitive to the stimulating effect of corticotropin-releasing hormones. When both young and middle-aged men were administered corticotropin-releasing hormones, the older men remained awake longer and slept less deeply. People don't get enough of this slow wave sleep, may be more prone to depression. And so depression is also related to stressed hormones. So we have insomnia and we have stress hormones. The increased prevalence of insomnia in middle-aged men may, in fact, be the result of deteriorating sleep mechanisms associated with increased sensitivity to arousal-producing stress hormones, such as the corticotropin-releasing hormones and cortisol. Now, there's in another study, the researchers compared patients with insomnia to those without sleep disturbances. They found that insomniacs with the highest degree of sleep disturbances secreted the highest amount of cortisol, particularly in the evening and nighttime hours. So the highest amount of cortisol caused the worst sleep conditions, basically. And this is suggesting that chronic insomnia is a disorder of sustained hyperarousal of the body's stress response system. Excuse me. Neuroscientists now believe sleep is not only crucial to brain development, but it's also necessary to help consolidate the effects of waking experience by converting memory into more permanent and or enhanced forms. Just took a little drink of water there. Now, sleeping problems are almost always involved in mental disorders. Many different types of mental disorders, including depression and schizophrenia, Alzheimer's disease, stroke, as well as head injuries. And symptoms are strongly influenced by the amount of sleep a person gets. Difficulties may arise from the drugs used to control symptoms of a disorder or from changes in the brain regions and neurotransmitters that control sleep. That's why I mentioned earlier that before I think we took a break, that you could go into the free self-test area of the wellnesscenter.net and take actually a free self-test on neurotransmitters to do a little self-assessment of yourself and see if you have any neurotransmitter imbalances. So I think that's an important one to do. When we go there to the website and you click on it, you're going to be asked questions like, are you using antidepressants, medications, and other hormones? And you're going to have things to check off. And then it's going to ask you symptoms, if you have certain symptoms. And all of the symptoms are related to neurotransmitter dysfunction. Very important test that you want to do. So I want to also kind of wrap that little area up of sleep. So the people who have insomnia have a disorder with their cortisol levels. It could be producing too much cortisol for a very long time, and that's what creates the sleep disorder. So what you want to do for that is I suggest a saliva test, because we test all of the cortisol, the 5 cortisol levels. No one else does that, according to Chinese medicine. And then we can give you a program to use that will help alleviate that. And then, of course, there's the NeuroBalance Pro and the BioAge Reverse and the ATP Max, which is a supplement that helps balance the adrenal glands. So we have another study that's very interesting that I'd like to share with you. And at any time, if you have a question, you can give us a call. I want to talk to you about adult snorers, that adults that snore are at a greater risk for strokes. And this was a study that was done at the state of New York in Buffalo, the State University of New York at Buffalo. And this is a report by an assistant professor of neurosurgery, that Dr. Kushri. He's a medical doctor. Q-U-R-E-S-H-I. Now, he did this study, and he evaluated 1,348 adults for the association between the risk of getting a stroke with snoring, sleep duration, and daytime drowsiness. So even after taking classic risk factors into consideration, which were age and race and gender and cigarette smoking, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and diabetes, the risk for stroke was independently and significantly associated with sleep factors. Okay? So when you snore, there's a problem here. Now, we find that certain sleep characteristics, such as sleeping for more than 8 hours, the tendency to fall asleep during the day, and the tendency to snore influence the likelihood of having a stroke. This is what the study leads us to right now. Individuals who snore severely, who have trouble staying awake during the day, should see a doctor to find out why. Okay, so if you sleep more than 8 hours, there could be a problem. If you're snoring or a tendency to fall asleep during the day, there could be a problem. So we need to take a look at that and take appropriate action to seek out a natural health provider. Snoring children and intellectual potential. There's a study on this, a very fascinating study. This study is by a different university, the University of Louisville in Kentucky. And this study, basically, a Dr. David Gozel, a researcher at the university, says that snoring should always be considered a problem, since snoring indicates the presence of increased upper airway resistance during sleep. So Gozel and his colleague, Dennis Pope, interviewed more than 1,500. These are very good studies, because they're not just like 5 people or 10 people. This is 1,500 middle school students. About 13% of those ranking in the bottom quarter of their class reported loud and frequent snoring in early childhood, compared to only 5% in the top quarter. Half of the loud snorers lived with adults who smoked cigarettes. Maybe other things, but they did it on people who smoked cigarettes. This disordered breathing and disrupted sleep associated with snoring can lead to attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity, asthma, allergies, as well as aggression. The investigators found that all of these problems can adversely affect academic performance. Snoring can be considered a serious threat to a child's academia. Their intellectual potential can be severely affected by the snoring. So these findings suggest that children who experience sleep-disordered breathing during a period traditionally associated with major brain growth and a substantial acquisition of cognitive and intellectual capabilities may suffer from a partially irreversible compromise of their potential for academic achievement. So this is what their findings were, and that also it found very interesting that the presence of frequent and loud snoring in children who also demonstrate behavioral problems, learning problems, and bedwetting or failure to thrive should prompt referral to a holistic health provider and strong consideration of an evaluation by a pediatric sleep specialist. So it's not normal if kids snore. Okay, and those that snore, you want to look at your loved ones, and if they're snoring, and if you're smoking, then stop smoking, because the smoking and the third party or second party smoke here could really affect their health and their brain function because it affects their sleep and their upper respiratory system. So this is a very good thing to be aware of. Again, if you have any questions, just dial 530-413-4515. You could get a quick question in and I'll answer it. You don't have to hang on the line. So that would be really wonderful if you had a question, because I'm so happy to answer it. Now, you know that in depression, let's look at depression and brain function. So the brain is the command center of the human body. It controls the basic functions of our bodies, the way we move, our actual thoughts, and our emotions. Now, we have to take a look at how this happens. Researchers studying chemical depression tend to look at several aspects of brain function, including the structures of the limbic system, which is considered the old brain, the emotional brain, and the function of neurotransmitters within neurons. Okay, so I know we're going to get a little bit technical, but not too much for you, because I consider all of my listeners to be brilliant, and that you just can just absorb this information, not worry about if you understand some of the words or not, just write them down and go look it up. But I'm sure that you're going to be familiar because I'm explaining things as we go along. So the limbic system, this is like the old brain, the mammillary brain. Those who research clinical depression have been interested in a particular part of the brain, which is called the limbic system. This is the area of the brain that regulates our emotions, our physical and sexual drives, and the sleep response. Very important. There are various structures of the limbic system that are of particular importance, like the hypothalamus, which is a small structure located at the base of the brain. It's responsible for many basic functions, such as body temperature, sleep, appetite, sexual drive, stress reaction, and the regulation of other activities. I call it the area, the part of the brain that is like the seat of the emotions, the hypothalamus, where emotions pass through the hypothalamus and get processed and then become a stressor. So we have a question on line one. So, hello, can you ask a question, please?
Question is, you were talking about snoring in children. I have a 6-month-old grandson that started snoring about 2 months ago lightly. Is that something that we should be concerned with?
Yes, it is. Does anybody in the family smoke?
No smokers, no.
Okay, well, there's some upper airway resistance during sleep, and that's why the child is snoring. And so that upper airway resistance could be something, some toxic odor in the environment, some kind of allergy to something. I don't recommend allergy shots. I recommend you look at a homeopathic remedy for allergies and that you give that a shot. And make sure that if the child is on dairy, because that's an inflammatory, that creates an inflammatory condition, and it creates mucus, that you will try eliminating all dairy products and not give the child soy either. You can use rice milk, you can use almond milk, you can use hemp seed milk, but definitely not dairy. So eliminate allergens, and I would try dairy first, and I would look at the room and see if there's anything, you know, like any pets that sleep in the room. Are there pets?
There's a cat, but not in the room when he's sleeping, no.
But there is a cat.
Yes, there is.
Okay, well, there are two remedies I can recommend. Keep the cat out of the room and off of the child's bed. Okay, and I would keep the cat totally out of the room. Okay, and I would eliminate those things and go to the Wellness Center website and look for Allercil. Allercil Food 1, and then for children, we have the Allercil airborne. And this is for food inflammatory situations to make the child so that they're not allergic, and also for airborne animal dust, pollens, and everything else. Homeopathic only will help the child, but I would say yes, that is a problem.
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure. So, and that was a question about children who snore, and it, because it does, if you let it go on, it definitely interferes with the intellectual potential of the child, and this is research that's been done at the University of Louisville. This is really good information that can help your child have a healthier, happier life. So we were looking also at the limbic system when we had that caller. And so the limbic system, there are various structures of the limbic system, which is considered the old brain, the emotional brain, that are of particular importance. The hypothalamus, again, is located at the base of the brain. It's a small structure, and it is responsible for the regulation of various activities like body temperature, sleep, appetite, sex drives, and stress reaction. Hypothalamus also controls the function of the pituitary gland, which in turn regulates key hormones. So they work together as a team. And there's something called the hypothalamus-pituitary-adrenal axis. When hormones are out of balance, this is the problem. The hypothalamus-pituitary-adrenal axis, also called the HPA, is dysfunctional. That can be caused by stress. It can, the problem with it can be compounded by your taking any hormone replacement therapy, any kind, whether it's bioidentical or synthetic. The only thing to balance hormones that will be positive and not affect, have any side effects, is the homeopathic remedies, EndoPure. And you can check that out on the Wellness Center. We have 20,000 before and after case studies with 20,000 people. And you can read about those. I think it would be a good thing to make yourself aware. Now, other structures within the limbic system, that old brain, that emotional brain, that are associated with emotional reaction are the amygdala and the hippocampus. The activities of the limbic system are so important and complex that disturbances in any part of it, including how neurotransmitters function, will affect your mood and behavior. So it's very important to deal with your emotions using a natural homeopathic remedy, the neuroemotional remedies. Do not use drugs. That is the wrong way to do it because it has side effects and is not fixing the pathways. Nothing about drugs or medications for emotional or depression or anything else will fix a neurotransmitter or permanently fix anything. It is temporary. And that is not what you deserve. You deserve to have things healed and have a permanent healing from it. So that's why I'm on the air today, to give you that information. If you have a question you would like to ask, don't hesitate to dial 530-413-4515, because in about 5 minutes I'm going to be off the air, and this is your last opportunity to give me a call. You can always go to the Wellness Center at www.wellnesscenter.net. And read about everything there, and listen to. You'll be able to find this recording on my website, and you'll be able to re-listen to it. Remember, the things we discussed were looking at the snoring in adults and children, and how that affected the brain, and it's indicative of other problems. And that stress response can also be and has been studied in unconscious individuals, people who are unconscious. They've monitored that they can still respond to negative pictures, even though they're unconscious, okay? So they did a study at the University of Iowa, and that in this study, they researchers found that the right prefrontal cortex responded remarkably quick and rapid to unpleasant images, like people who are unconscious, okay, were studied. And this included pictures of mutilations and scenes of war and or happy pictures or neutral pictures that even though they were unconscious, they could measure those pictures being put up in front of the person's eyes, okay, those pictures in the right prefrontal cortex. So you can imagine what happens to a child when they're in the room with negativity on the TV, or a child or even an adult. I mean, these weren't children, these were adults. Unconscious level study, rapid stress response at unconscious level, this study. So we want to turn off the TV, turn off the negativity, and use a lot of positivity in our life. And you can listen to more of this again, should you want to do that on my website. But what we were discussing was that these pictures that have such a profound effect on stress response, even in unconscious people, okay, it shows a change, it showed a change in the firing patterns of neurons responding to the averse visual stimuli happening within about 1.12 seconds. So, which is very fast and probably prior to the patient consciously seeing the image itself, it was showing a response just before the patient consciously even saw the image on an unconscious level. And this was done by an assistant professor of neurology at the University of Iowa. So the brain, the idea that the brain evolved systems that can respond extremely rapidly to the potentially dangerous or threatening kinds of stimulus, this is consistent with this finding. So we need to know that even if we think, oh, we go to a movie and it's really frightening and we scream and our kids are going and they're screaming and they're scared to death, that has an effect on the neurons and on the mind. Okay? And so we need to monitor what we expose about out of time. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being with me tonight and for coming back next week. Next week I'm going to be on Marita Pickens' show, Stargate. And she's on the same channel at 6:50, 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I'm going to be her guest next week. So all of you that were listening this week, I hope that you tune in to Marita's show, Stargate, next week on a Thursday. I believe that's November 4th. Many blessings to you. Have a wonderful evening. Come into the Wellness Center. Become a member so that you can get access to me and to, if you'd like to have a phone interview, and you can do that as well if you're a member. Find out all the help and support that you can get by going to thewellnesscenter.net. Should you want to get in touch with Rhonda at 800-219-1261 about a saliva test and to order one, that's the number. That's the go-to person. So I thank you very much again, and we are just about out of time. This is Dr. Teresa Dale, your naturopathic wellness coach, and I look forward to your being with me again next month. If you want to subscribe to our newsletter, feel free to do that on the wellness site and at wellnesscenter.net. It is absolutely free. Thank you again. Goodbye for now.